Seberg, which is based on the real life story of Jean Seberg, who was an actress who played a central role in Abu Dussouf, and you know, kind of so therefore tied up with the Nouvelle Vague classic. And then was back working in America, where she became the target of covert FBI harassment under a program that they called, it's basically a counterintelligence program, which was a sort of covert program to smear and to discredit people that the FBI thought were involved in activities that they didn't approve of. So she was an outspoken advocate of and financial supporter of Black Panthers, and she was seen out in public to be having a relationship with Hakeem Jamal, who was an African-American activist played in the film by Anthony Mackie. Here is a scene with the two of them together, reading a script that she has been given for a movie that she's about to make, but also sort of playfully referencing what's happening in their own life.
You don't know me, Mr. Rumson. But there's not a woman on this earth who will make you a better wife.
You ought to. I paid enough for you.
I may be paid for, but I'm not your property. You grab me unwanted like that again, and I'll shoot you down like a dog.
Where'd you get that?
A woman has her secrets.
Now put that down, or neither of us will have much of a wedding night.
Now it turns out, and I didn't know this before seeing the film and then just doing some research behind it, that for quite some time there have been plans for making a Jean Seberg movie. In 1983, there was a musical, Jean Seberg, the British Julian Barry and Marvin Hamlisch was involved, which played at the National. In 1991, Jodie Foster got the rights to play out the Jean Seberg story, and which is a biography, and apparently she was set to produce and star in the film, but it didn't happen. There was a documentary from 95 called From the Journals of Jean Seberg, and then there was another project recently that was going to happen, then didn't happen. Then finally, it's ended up this. This is made by Benedict Andrews, whose background is in theatre, very, very sort of well respected in theatre. And Kristen Stewart plays Seberg. Jack O'Connell plays the surveillance officer, newbie surveillance officer, who is basically sent by the FBI to bug Jean Seberg and to bug her apartment, to break into her apartment, to find out what she's doing, to find out who she's associating with, and then increasingly to feed stories about her to public outlets, which will discredit her in the eyes of the public. And it is a very, very interesting story, partly because it is a story of really sort of nasty covert surveillance and counterintelligence and propagandist lie spreading, which is really dark and has at its center a character who seems to some extent sort of headstrong, but also in some ways quite frail, who is done genuine damage by what's being done to her. I think Kristen Stewart captures brilliantly that kind of nervy edge. I mean, once again, this is a nervy, edgy quality that, you know, made Seberg an icon, and also in this particular case makes her the victim of this thing that's going on around her. Jack O'Connell's role is kind of slightly strange in as much as he has to play somebody who's involved in the covert surveillance, but also has to come to question whether the covert surveillance is actually something that he wants to be. So he's conflicted. He's torn between what he knows is right and what his job is asking him to do. And I think at times there's a certain staginess to the drama, a part that may be because, the director has a background in theatre. It may be that it doesn't quite have the cinematic spark that the story promises. But the story itself is riveting, and the performances are very, very committed and very, very well balanced, so that even when sometimes the script isn't quite as sharp as I would have liked it to have been, the performances give it a weight and a heft that draws you right in, and you do absolutely you share the journey that Kristen Stewart's central character is on, and you feel the pain and everything that's happening to her as she sort of descends into what appears to be paranoid delusion, but is actually driven by an understanding that she really was genuinely the subject of this, you know, of this hideous illicit attention and of a horrible, horrible smear campaign. So it's an interesting film. I don't think it's going to have a huge amount of traction at the box office. I don't think it's been particularly picked up with an award season because it was put forward as one of the films that was eligible for BAFTAs. But I think the performances are very good. I'm a big fan of Jack O'Connell anyway. I think he's really great. And Kristen Stewart is always interesting to watch because she gives it 100%. She completely commits to performances. I mean, again, when was the last time you saw a film, whether the film was good or bad, in which she didn't give it her absolute best?